And I think one of the reasons that we give up on doing good things, why it's hard to do the next right one thing, is because at the DNA level, we have to really ask ourselves, has there been a radical transformation at that level? That I can't do anything else but that.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy concludes his series, Unlocking the Spiritual DNA of Your Intentional Life. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. That's a word that you have heard if you've listened to this program at all or heard me in my travels. Intentional. You know, the word intentional, interesting to me as I've done research on it, really comes from the Latin root that means to stretch, like you get the word tendon, right? Or extend, or intentional. There's a sense of stretching. Toward what? A goal, something that's meaningful, something in your life. There are many people in this world who are very intentional about the wrong thing. And so intentional living in and of itself, outside of Christ, maybe it creates success in terms of your goals and so on. But if it's outside of Christ, it's really going to be meaningless or certainly less than what it could be. So being intentional in your walk with Christ, knowing what the scripture teaches, there is great success. We're talking about spiritual DNA these 3 days, and at the core level of who we are, the imprint, even more so than the fingerprint, you know, the DNA level, spiritually, do we know Christ, and then living that out intentionally. We're going to get back to this teaching. By the way, all members, this is coming your way on CD. It's coming your way. Say thank you for your support. Watch for it. If you're not a member, well, you know what you can do. Come and join us at theintentionallife.com. By the way, Dr. Kevin Lehman and I, a reunion tour. Hope for your home. Marriage and Parenting, Albuquerque, April 7. Glendale, Arizona, April 21. Get your tickets. Get your tickets today. Theintentionallife.com. All right, to the teaching on day 3, unlocking the spiritual DNA of your intentional life. See, when we talk about setting goals, and as we go through this year together, we talk about goals for the ministry and for our members who are viewing this or hearing this. As you set goals for your life and you say, I want to read through the Bible and I want to be a good husband and I want to do this, I want to do that. Remember that those are good things, but those things don't get you saved. And I think one of the reasons that we give up on doing good things, why it's hard to do the next right one thing, is because at the DNA level, we have to really ask ourselves, has there been a radical transformation at that level that I can't do anything else but that? My DNA is what it is. It's in me. It dictates so much, not everything, but dictates a great deal of my life. Spiritually, is our spiritual DNA such that it's second nature to do good works? It's just a part of who we are. As a follower of Christ, it's just the way I am. It's just the way I choose to respond. I choose to be intentional, not because Randy tells me to be an intentional living, right? It's because at the spiritual deep DNA level of my life, I have no choice but to live that out every day. And the good works, you see him here, Abraham. What did he do? Abraham, by faith, can you imagine taking your son and putting him on the altar? He trusted God, the ultimate, there's an ultimate good work, right? He trusted God with complete faith that God knew what he was doing. And Rahab, who putting herself at risk, was intentional, right? That's what she was. She was intentional by trusting God that he would protect her and did what God would have her do. You know, as we go through this year as a ministry, I pray that at the DNA level of our ministry, in each of our lives, that we will really trust God. I struggle with this. By the way, this message is as much for me or more for me than it is for you. Because there is no perfection. We all have some damaged DNA, don't we? And it affects us. And I think spiritually we get that as well sometimes. And it affects us. And we keep coming back to the fact We want our lives to be animated. When you hear me talk about living intentionally, doing the next right one thing, I pray that we'll come back into this essence to say the reason I choose to love a difficult person is because of the love of Christ in me, because of the DNA of His love, the Holy Spirit living in me. I choose to love people who are difficult to love. I choose to work in a certain way or think in a certain way or have a certain attitude. It's an intentional decision that I have because I want to honor Christ in my life. That's really what the essence of intentional living is, that it would be a life animated by the spiritual DNA of rebirth in Christ. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this new year and for the privilege of doing this work together. And Lord, as this message of intentional living has evolved and matured over the years and gone more deeply with its roots into the essence, or the, as we call it today, the DNA of our spiritual lives, may we see that what makes it easy or easier for us to live an intentional life in you is because of the inside work that's been done, that it would be an inside out, not an outside in activity. Thank you for the privilege of working together with these men and women as we go into 2018. May we live in a respectful, encouraging environment, supporting one another, and with great vigor and passion to stay focused on the goals that you've given us. Because at the end of the day, or at the end of our lives, we will all stand before you and give an account for our lives. And I pray that my life would be a life of fewer and fewer regrets, and that every day would be a day that would honor you. We thank you for the privilege of doing this together. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Spiritual DNA. So anybody remember the name of what DNA was? Deoxyribonucleic acid.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching from Unlocking the Spiritual DNA of Your Intentional Life, and he'll continue in just a moment. When you become a new monthly member, we'll send you the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes autographed copies of Dr. Randy's bestsellers, Starve for Affection and The Power of One Thing, the One Thing wristband, and his coaching CDs every month. Call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4. Again, that's 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks. Don't go too far. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
So, God's called you to do something. What's taking you so long?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Rod Robinson, your Intentional Stewardship Coach.
There's a story about a pious old gentleman who would attend the church prayer meetings where he regularly stood up and prayed, "Use me, O Lord, use me," in some advisory capacity. Truth is, all of us would rather avoid sacrifice. Let's serve God in an advisory capacity. But that's not what he wants. Remember what Jesus said about the widow's mite? This poor widow, he said, has put more into the treasury than all the others. She gave out of her poverty. Most of us naturally love to give advice. But as I strive to be a radical steward of the resources God's given me, I understand more and more that an ounce of help is better than a pound of preaching. Use me, Lord, is my prayer today. May I be willing to give whatever God deserves from me. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, with a name like Intentional Living, you got to believe that Dr. Randy wants you to be intentional. And you'd be right. This month, he's helping you to be intentional for your life. And when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's monthly coaching CDs, but you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two of Dr. Randy's books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call anytime, 1-888-1717, and press option number 4.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. With your gift to the ministry, you'll receive not only today's program, but all of them from this multi-part teaching. go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press number 4. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Now let's get back with Dr. Randy as he continues his teaching from Unlocking the Spiritual DNA of Your Intentional Life.
All right, any thoughts about what was said or about this new year?
The thought that I had as you're talking and just thinking about the rich man in the gospel asking Christ, what must I do to be saved? And how he was so reliant on his wealth that he was sad when Christ told him that he had to give it all up. Yeah. He had to trust in him. And how really struck me when you were saying that there's so many people, especially in America, when we think about how we've cheapened salvation, where we've made it just nothing beyond just, hey, say sinner's prayer, but go on and live how you've been living. Very convicting to me, thinking that it goes beyond the actual words, but we have to truly trust like Abraham did, which could mean giving up everything, like the rich man.
Right.
To be able to walk in trust, complete trust in God.
It's true. My prayer for us as a ministry, as a team, at my stage, is life is short. Is very short. And those of us who have been around a little bit longer know that, don't we? I'm not looking at you, Sally. And the reason I say that is that I would imagine, because you're here, you want to be a part of this ministry in some way, you want your life to matter. You want it to make a difference. I really believe that the time that we've been given is so short and so quick that we don't know what a year from now is going to be like. We have to learn to live every day intentionally in Christ. That's the term we use. You could, in obedience to Christ, victorious in Christ, trusting in Christ. Lots of terms that we use. We choose to use intentional in Christ, which is really an obedience word, isn't it? It's really what it is. I'll tell you something. There's something that happens. There's a peace that just transcends the world when you start to trust God. You know, I don't mean foolishly and you don't do dumb things. I mean, God wants us to use our intellect and we have to use our wisdom and knowledge. He expects that. But we just trust Him. We trust Him. And that's been hard. And for me, and I've shared this before, I think for me, the things I struggle with are probably different than what you all struggle with. I struggle with the stuff here at the ministry more than other stuff. You know, are we going to be able to pay the bills and finance, you know, that kind of stuff. And partly because of my position, I'm assuming. But you all think about other things, right? But at the end of the day, we have to trust God. We're going through another year. God, you've given us this work to do. We're going to trust you that you're going to work through it. Now give us passion to go do it. Do it with a great deal of intentionality. Dawn came to me at the end of the Share-a-thon on Saturday for IL. And I said, thank you for listening to Intentional Living. Thank you for your call. The phone number is 888-888-1717. Boom, shut the mic off. That was it. And Dawn came and said, it's the favorite time of the whole year, she said. Because we've done everything that we can do. And what'd you say? And we left it all there, and now it's God's. It's really God's, and it's His outcome. And so whatever happens is His, you know. And that's just the financial picture. But that's true of all of us. Somebody in this room, we're going to have some health challenges this year, if not us and our families. It's just life. And you go and you say, okay, we do what we can, but we trust God at the end of the day, trusting Him completely. That's a DNA level thing, isn't it? That's at the core, not just something we whip up, but at the DNA, a spiritual rebirth, not only in the terms of our salvation, but allowing that DNA to be radically changed, allow us to trust no matter what it is, what happens. To me, that's really what intentional living is. That's the message. We got people listening today are just lost. They're scared. They're lost. They're hurting. They're struggling. And they need the hope. And we talk about you make hope possible, right? You make hope possible. We share the hope in Jesus Christ. And then the equipping, encouragement through Scripture to help them live their lives intentionally. That's why we do this.
All right. We're live back here in our Intentional Living studios, and that is why we do this. I hope you've thought about some of the things we've shared these last 3 days and been encouraging to you. By the way, members, those of you know who you are. You support the ministry. Thank you for doing that. You're going to receive this entire teaching on CD. It's our gift to you. And if you'll share a gift and join us monthly today, we'd like to send it to you as well. We'd love to have you be a member. It's very simple. You can go online, give all the information there, and boom, we're going to send you a little box. It'll be, we call it a kit. It contains two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, The Power of One Thing, a book I wrote to help you in your own personal life to be intentional, and then one for marriages called Star for Affection, and the teaching will be included. And then every month, they're going to be sending you a brand new teaching from me to you on CD. Join those around the country who are saying, hey, we're on this journey together. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. We need it. In fact, we're off and running this year, but we're a little bit behind already where we need to be. And I just want to ask you, if you're a member, your faithfulness, please continue your support. God bless you. We appreciate it. We feel that God's given us together a great mission to make a difference. All right, Cheryl and Fran are standing by on the phone. Cheryl's from North Branch in Michigan. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me tell me about your faith and what difference it's been making in your life in some practical ways.
Well, actually, probably nearly 3 years ago, I was stricken with the first time ever of having panic and anxiety attacks. And they lasted probably about 4 months. And if it was not for my faith to know that God was going to let me overcome this, I really don't think I could have been able to do that.
So you were getting treatment for it, but also at the same time, it was a matter of saying, I know God's going to be with me through it. Is that sort of what was going on for you, Cheryl?
Yeah, actually, I decided not to get any type of medications for it. I was really struggling with what was going on with me, and I knew most of it was my emotions making choices for me. Mm-hmm. And it just, one thing led to another, and like I said, it led to anxiety and panic attacks, and I was just a mess. I had to give up my job. I pretty much felt like I crawled under a rock because I was scared to leave my home. Things had totally gotten out of control, but because of the support that I had in my life at that time and still do with my family, reassuring me that things would be okay and I could lean on them, I just chose most of it to be in prayer and time alone with God, and he proved to me that he would get me through that time in my life, which
well,
he did.
And how long ago was that?
Probably over 3 years ago now, and it was probably a four-month period.
And you're doing great now, and your faith is different now? Have you found a growth in your faith from then to now?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
As soon as I start to get a little uncomfortable and I get that first worry that here comes another anxiety or panic attack, I let my emotions go to the side a little bit and reevaluate what's going on right at the moment.
Good for you.
And I just say, Lord, you got this. Take this. And he does.
You know, that reminds me of the passage, Cheryl, in Ephesians where it says, be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And it begins with our thinking. We tell ourselves the truth. God's in charge, ultimately in charge. We can trust him. We can rely upon him. We are not ultimately in control. He is, and it really does come down to a control issue. Well, good for you. You stay the course, and thanks for sharing your story today, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I know some, let me just say, there are some, when you have challenges in your life, we really do encourage great growth spiritually in your faith and growing in trusting God, but there are times you need to seek help. And so we would encourage you, if you need to see your physician or see a counselor, talk to someone, because that's not a lack of faith in my estimation. I think it's coming alongside of us to give perspective and help us. But somebody you trust, someone that's going to be aligned to your values as you continue to grow. And I don't think there's any shame or certainly anything to be ashamed of or afraid of in getting that kind of help when you need it. Fran's in New Mexico. Fran, welcome to the program.
Hey, this is great. I was driving and I just had to call in, and now I'm in my office. So
great. Well, I'm glad you could get on the line. Talk about faith. How has it changed or impacted your life?
Man, that's a biggie. But I'll tell you what, the first thing I thought of after I heard the topic, I thought back to when I was a new believer and the scripture kind of popped out to me. I think it was in Matthew, but I'm guessing now. But it said that all people are given a measure of faith. And that has stuck with me and come back to me after 40-some-odd years now walking with the Lord Jesus. And I think overall, I was hit pretty hard because my whole family rejected my following Christ when I first accepted Jesus. They thought I kind of joined a cult and went off the bridge and all of that. And I just had to turn to God's Word. I didn't even know how to think about what this pain that I was feeling in my own heart with my loving family kind of, you know, distanced me from this new thing in my life. But with all of that, over the years, I think faith is like a muscle. It actually has to be exercised. And what I mean by that is you have to kind of grab hold of it when we're being kind of slugged, you know, in the stomach or in our heart or our mind, when big challenges come in life, big disappointments, tragedy, whatever. So to me, it's like exercising of that faith. And I think of Paul's writing all the time in saying that you have to be built up in the faith. And boy, I think that just says it for me. That's kind of in a nutshell for me.
Good
about
for you.
Faith.
Let me ask you this, Fran. How has your faith changed or impacted your life, or changed your life in the practical areas of your life?
Practical. I think because of the experiences now, you know, you accumulate as you get older and just the more time with Jesus, I think the practical part is that I know I need my time alone every day, wherever you get it. I'm an encourager by my personality, but for myself, the Lord says, Fran, you need me more than you need your breath today. Why don't you start first thing with me? So he has really shown me more and more as I grow in faith that I just need to continually be refreshed and renewed and just to be reminded again of how, now here it is, his faithfulness.
Yeah.
To me and to his children. And I think a lot of times we just go too quick to him and run, you know, around and do our thing, and maybe we'll be blessed or whatever. But I think the big bottom line is just the peace that we can receive and to see the example of Jesus and his faithfulness.
Good for you. Hey, Fran, thanks for sharing today.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome.
My name is Tasha. My one thing is I'm going to pray with my daughter every day.
My name is Rita. My one thing is to pray for my husband every day.
My name is Andrew. My one thing is to declutter my life so I can spend more time with the kids, and that's my goal. So I've been too busy. Yeah.
My name is Esther. My one thing is to pray for my husband every night so that we can be stronger in our marriage.
All right. Those are people, real people. Well, they're one thing. Where'd they get that? We talk about the power of one thing. Transformational for those of us especially who tend to be a little ADD in our lives. Come on now. You know who you are. Or procrastinate a lot. Little. You know who you are too, right? One thing, the power of one thing. It's one of the things we unleash, this powerful message at our conferences. In the last few years, thousands of people have come and learned and stood to make a one thing commitment for their marriage. And something really cool this year, Dr. Kevin Lehman and I, we traveled together and wrote and spoke, and he was on the air with me for many years, been friends for many years, but we're having a reunion tour. Yeah, Kevin and I, Hope for Your Home. It's going to be Marriage and Parenting. Starting in Albuquerque, Saturday, April 7th, coming fast now, April 7th at Hoffmantown Church, and then in Glendale in Arizona, Phoenix area, at Glendale Nazarene Church. Great place. Limited seating, however, for this, and we want you to get your tickets today. I'd encourage you to do so. All the proceeds go to make a difference in people's lives through intentional living, every dime. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. After those expenses are covered to do this, boy, it goes right back into making ministry possible. So thank you for coming to be a part of it. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Good afternoon. This is Deborah from Kansas. 3 years ago, I fell down and slipped at work. And the nurse told me that day when she saw me that I was never going to be the same after that. And I am still believing God to restore my knee. I had a uni knee replacement in Kansas. The bone is not growing where it's supposed to be. So every step I take, it's painful. And so sometimes I just lay on the floor and I listen to the glorious music and the glorious teachings. And I'm donating today a little bit, but when I have more, I'm going to share more. Because God is God all by himself. And he doesn't need anybody, but he wants all of us to take part and to make our faith walking by faith and not by sight. And I'm just very thankful for this radio station. I've been serving Jesus all my life. I started teaching Sunday school when I was 13, got called into the ministry young. And I'm an author, and I just love the Lord Jesus with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this radio station is helping me when I cannot get out to go to church, and when the only place I can go is to the doctor's office. Thank you very much, Wendy. God bless you all.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you. We're wrapping up the program today. I was thinking about this topic of intentional living and the fact it's very action-oriented, the idea of setting goals and then exercising movement on those goals, and the goals have to be, in our view, tied to your purpose and why you're here. Listen, when you have a purpose, you understand that God has something going on in your life. There's a purpose for whatever it is you're, whoever you are and where you are and what you're facing. If you can grab hold of that, wrap your mind and heart around it, and then unleash the power of living intentionally, set some new goals, set some new habits, and take the next one step, doing the next right one thing. It's a powerful thing. See, if we love God, the scripture says, we're going to do what he says. Why? You know, because we love him, and God loves us, and he knows when we choose to be intentional, there's a benefit. Not only does he get the glory, obviously he does, right? Just like when, I mean, on a real small scale, it's like parents, when your kids obey, our kids do what you know they need to do because it's healthy for them, you feel good, right, as a parent. But you know they benefit. And that's why, on a real level, practical level for you and me, when we choose to be intentional, it tends to be that better things happen in our lives. And that's why we teach all of this. And I want to thank those of you who help us get this message out each and every day. Your support makes a big difference. A lot of information, a lot of help at our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Next week, we're coming back to talk about marriage. Very interesting spin on marriage. How to be before you do in marriage. Okay? So we'll see you then from the Intentional Living Center.